The next halacha, halacha gimel, al pi hamaymor hayman deboy leminsav itza. This halacha is based on one of the famous debates between Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya and the wise men of Athens that's brought in the Gemara in Bechoros towards the beginning, which Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 29 in Likutei Moran. Ayin shom b'Likutei Arishayim, look over there in Likutei Moran. Mevoyer shom, Rabbeinu Zal explains there, shehabigodim heim b'chinas tikkun habris, that the clothing of a person reflects the tikkun habris of the person. We talk about clothing having stains on them or dirt on them. That's the concept of a person's neshama, chas v'shalom, the soul being stained with pigam habris, dam nidoy, says it's called, the blood of the woman who is impure. Shehu klolius hagidin. The bris is a composite of all the different parts of the body. It's brought that the word bris is 612, with the koilel it's 613, showing that the bris encompasses everything, all 248 organs, all 365 tendons. V'zeh b'chinas b'godim, and this is the concept of the clothing that a person wears. B'chinas b'chol eis yihu b'godecho levonim, as the pasuk says, at all times your clothing should be white. Whiteness represents purity, tikkun habris, the shivan akim, the whiteness that the woman goes through. Redness represents pigam habris, edoim, esov. We saw previously in Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal quoted this forum, which said that the redness of Esav was because he drew all the dam nidois of his mother. He was the one who absorbed all the impure blood. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there, begodecha means your clothing. Begidecha is your gidin. That's the pipes in the body that carry the blood, the veins. Alkein, his hero Torah, shelo yislabe, shelo yilbash, gever simlas isha, v'chein lehepech. This is why the Torah warns us that a man should not wear women's clothing and vice versa. Ki toyavas Hashem, because this is an abomination. This is despicable to Hashem. Ki kishaloi veish bigdei isha oy lehepech, because when a man wears women's clothing or a woman wears men's clothing, hu niuf mamish, that is adultery. That is pigama bris. Because the clothing is the tikkun habris of a person. Klolius hagidin. Begodecha, begidecha, we said. The gid, the bris koidish is called the gid, that gid, that's koilel all the gidin. And that's this begodecha, begidecha. The begodim, the garments, reflect the gidin, the gid, the tikkun habris. And this is why we know the whole fashion industry, the whole issue of the styles and everything in clothing, which unfortunately is dominated, the industry of the world, the secular world, is dominated by the most outstanding leaders in pigam habris, in trash and garbage. They're the ones who set the styles and everything, and the clothing is designed to scream, to invite all types of assorted pigam habris, Rachmana Litzlan. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Ki ikar pigam habris hu pigam hadas ki yadua. Because the main pigam, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that pigam habris reflects a pigam in das. V'habigodim nimshochem in hadas. And the clothing draws its spiritual light from das. Ki heim bechinas makifin shel hadas. Because we learned a few pages ago that the das has two parts to it. It has the pnimium, that's what a person learns and understands, they take into their brain. The makifin is that knowledge which the person doesn't understand, which encircles the brain. It's like clothing that encircles the body. And when a person does something wrong with clothing, or mamish, that also affects the das, the sechel, shehu pegam habris, which is Pigam in Das, is Pigam in Bris. We mentioned many times that when the Torah speaks about male and female uniting, it's called Das. Vayeda Odom es Chavo Ishtoi. So Tikkun HaBris is an Indian of Tikkun HaDas. Pigam HaBris is Pigam HaDas. And Rabbi Nizal speaks about this over there in Torah Choftes in the beginning. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashom Rabbi Seinuzal. This is what our rabbis tell us. Hamavir seor shal beis hashechi oiver mishum lo yilbash gever. That if a man removes the hair under the arms, by the armpits, he's committing the sin of a man wearing women's clothing, meaning he's behaving like a woman. That's something that's normally associated with women, and a man is not supposed to do it. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a very deep explanation of what hair is all about. We've mentioned this before, we've touched on this before in a few halachas. Here he's going to go into it in a little more detail. Ki hasayrois he moisrei moichim. The Zohar HaKodesh and the Arizal tell us that hair is excesses of the brain. Vehem bechinas levushin. And the hair is like a garment. Again, the hair is like a garment, like clothing is outside the body and it clothes the body, it covers the body. So too the hair is outside the brain, outside the head, and it covers the head. The hair is like a garment covering the head. A head covering. Kemuvon b'maymar hanal b'soif. As Rabbi Nizal discusses this over there, at the end of Torah Choftes, b'chinas levushe kitlag chivor usa'areshe ka'amar noki. This is a pasuk, I believe, in Daniel, if I'm not mistaken, where it says, his garment is white like snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool, like the whiteness of wool. So we see that the hair is compared to wool. Wool is clothing. Wool is garment. V'alkein b'sfira, and therefore, during the period of Sfira So'imer, those 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos, she'oz tzrichin letaher atzmon midam nidois, then we're involved in purifying ourselves from the impure blood, the dam nida. When the Jews were in Egypt, Egypt is called Ervas Ha'oretz. Egypt was the worst, the center of Pigam HaBris. And the Pasuk says that Hashem said when he looked at the Jewish people there, he saw us mizboiseses bedomayich. He saw us stewing in this blood, in this impure blood. Therefore, when we came out of Egypt, we had to go through these 7 weeks to prepare us for Matan Torah, for the wedding with Hashem on Har Sinai. Those 7 weeks are Shiva Nikiyim, 7 levels of purification, purifying ourselves from this Pigam HaBris. Midam Nidois, Shehuzu Amas Mitzrayim, the filth of Egypt. Alkein Oz Osur Legalei HaSairos. This is why during the Vimei HaSfira, we are not allowed to remove the hair. We're not allowed to cut off, take a haircut. Ki hasayroi sein bechinas sheva machlefois roishoi hanemar b'shimshin shehoyo nezir alikim. Because the hair is associated with the 7 parts of the head that are mentioned regarding Shimshin HaGibor, who was a nezir alikim. His mother was told that from his birth they shouldn't cut off, they shouldn't be given any haircut. Shehein bechinas sheva midois hacholfim v'oivrim b'mashol sheva moyach. That this term that's used in the Torah, Sheva Machlefois Roishoi, refers to the 7 midos that switch around, that move around in a person's brain. Ubasfira, and during the Yemei HaSfira, Oz Tzrichin Lispor Sheva Shabosois, then we're required to count these 7 weeks, these 7 Shabboses, Shehein Bechinas Sheva Midois, which correspond to the 7 midos, Lizake chuletaher samidois, to purify these midois, chesed, gevura, teferes, shaydeze, metaharin atzmon, ve'es habigodim, midam nidois, hanem avaymanal. By doing that, we purify ourselves and our clothing from this dam nidois, from this impurity, this impure blood, which is mentioned over there in Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom. Look over there in Torah Chavtes. V'oz machmashoyskim letar lekadosh hamelech vadas mizuas mitzrayim. And then, during this period of Sfira Soimer, when we're involved in purifying and sanctifying our brain from the filth of Mitzrayim, because again, we said Pigama Bris is Pigama Das. So if we're trying to fix the Pigama Bris, it means we're trying to fix our brain. We're trying to fix the Sheva Machlechos Roshoi, these seven Midos that also have a place within the brain. Alkein Oz Mizgabrim Hadinim Biyoser. And when we're trying to do that, the dinim, the midas hadin, gets turned on in a very strong way. The Yemei Sfira, time of Yemei Din, that's when the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva died out in a plague. It's a time of din. Ki kulam b'machshava isbariru. Because all the klipos and all the tumas and all the midas hadin gets purified and sorted out in the brain. So during this period of Yemei Sfira, when we're trying to fix up the brain, all the dinim and all the sitrachras are coming forward to get involved. That's why we have to watch the hair, we have to guard the hair, v'osur legalchem, and we're not allowed to cut it off. Kol so that the hair should draw out all the excesses in the brain, all the things that need to come out. So that the brain, the head, should not have any moisturis in it. We want all the moisturis to come out in the hair. Because during these Yemei Sfira, we're involved in purifying the brain. And when we're involved in that purification process, just like when you have a cup that has dirt, all kinds of dirt in it, a cup of liquid, a cup of water that has all kinds of schmutz and garbage and junk in it, if you leave that cup standing, all the dirt goes down to the bottom. And you look at the liquid, you look at the water, it looks almost perfectly clear. Then if you take that cup and put it on the fire, you start warming it up, all the junk from on bottom starts coming up and starts cooking. During this period of Yemei Sfira, we're involved in Tikkun HaMoyach, Tikkun HaBris, Tikkun HaMoyach, we're involved in fixing up the brain. We're putting it on the fire. We're turning up the heat. So all the junk starts coming up also. All the dinim are nesoyrer. And you have to make sure to let the hair grow, to let that those dinim, those klipos, come out in the hair. V'alkein tzrichen oz hasayrois. That's why we need the hair at that time, kidei sheyinku kol hamoisrois, so that the hair should suck up all the moisrois, all the excesses, kidei shlo yishoyer hamoisrois b'moyach, so that none of the moisrois, none of the garbage should remain in the brain. We know, for example, when a person washes, they shower in hot water, they take a hot shower, and they sweat a lot. They say that the heat opens up the pores of the skin, and the skin, the body and the skin in the scalp, and releases all the sweat, the oils that need to be released, and you wash that away, you remove that, and then the inside of the body remains clean. Lahavdil, here we're talking about that on a spiritual level.